Are you tired of constantly chasing after love, only to be left feeling disappointed and empty? What if there was a better way to find fulfillment and happiness in life? In this video, we'll explore the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and how its teachings can help you stop chasing love and start cultivating a life of meaning and purpose. Lesson 1. Focus on personal growth. The first step in this journey is to shift our focus from external validation and affection to personal growth and self-improvement. The Stoics believe that the only thing we have complete control over is our own mind and actions. Therefore, it is essential that we invest our time and energy in developing our character, skills, and knowledge. Personal growth is a continuous process that requires us to step out of our comfort zone and embrace new challenges and experiences. It involves setting clear and realistic goals for ourselves and working diligently towards achieving them. It also entails seeking feedback and constructive criticism from others and using it to improve and refine our abilities. Personal growth is not just about acquiring new skills or knowledge, but also about cultivating a strong and resilient mindset. The Stoics taught that we should strive to develop virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline, as these are the foundation of a good and happy life. By focusing on personal growth, we not only become better and more capable individuals, but we also increase our self-esteem and confidence. We no longer need to rely on the approval or affection of others to feel good about ourselves, as we derive our sense of worth and fulfillment from our own accomplishments and progress. In order to cultivate a focus on personal growth, it can be helpful to set aside time each day or week for self-reflection and goal setting. This can involve things such as journaling, meditation, or visualization exercises. It can also be helpful to seek out the support and guidance of others, such as a therapist, coach, or mentor. Moreover, it is important to approach personal growth with a growth and learning mindset, rather than a fixed and perfectionist mindset. This means recognizing that we are all works in progress and that setbacks and failures are an inevitable and necessary part of the growth and learning process. By adopting a growth and learning mindset, we not only increase our resilience and ability to cope with adversity, but we also become more open and receptive to new ideas and experiences. Lesson 2. Strengthen existing relationships. The second step in our journey is to strengthen and nurture the relationships we already have. The Stoics believe that human beings are social creatures by nature, and that our relationships with others are essential to our well-being and happiness. However, the Stoics also warned against becoming too dependent or attached to others, as this can lead to suffering and disappointment. Instead, they advocated for cultivating a healthy and balanced approach to relationships, one that is based on mutual respect, understanding, and support. To strengthen our existing relationships, we can start by expressing our gratitude and appreciation to the people who matter to us. We can also make an effort to spend quality time with them and engage in activities and conversations that deepen our connection and understanding of each other. Another way to strengthen our relationships is to practice active listening and empathy. Active listening involves giving our full attention to the person who is speaking and seeking to understand their perspective and feelings. Empathy, on the other hand, involves putting ourselves in the other person's shoes and imagining how they might be feeling or thinking. By practicing active listening and empathy, we not only improve our communication and understanding with others, but we also increase our own emotional intelligence and resilience. We can also strengthen our relationships by engaging in activities and experiences that deepen our connection and understanding of each other. This can involve things such as traveling together, learning a new skill or hobby, or volunteering for a cause that is meaningful to both of you. By sharing new experiences and challenges, we not only create lasting memories and bonds, but we also increase our own sense of purpose and fulfillment. However, it is important to note that strengthening relationships is not just about adding more activities or gestures, but also about setting boundaries and limits, and being honest and authentic with ourselves and others. This can involve things such as saying no to requests or invitations that do not align with our values or priorities, or expressing our own needs and desires in a clear and assertive manner. By setting boundaries and being honest, we not only increase our own sense of self-respect and integrity, but we also create the conditions for more healthy and balanced relationships. Lesson 3. Invest in your health. Investing in your health is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. It is the foundation of a happy and fulfilling life, and it enables you to pursue your passions and goals with energy and vitality. The Stoics believe that health is a matter of both the body and the mind. They recognize that physical and mental health are interconnected, and that one cannot be truly healthy without the other. Therefore, investing in your health means taking care of both your physical and mental well-being. When it comes to physical health, the Stoics advocated for a simple and natural approach. They believe that the body is self-regulating, and that it has the ability to heal itself if given the right conditions. Therefore, they recommended eating a diet of whole, unprocessed foods, getting regular exercise and fresh air, and avoiding harmful substances such as alcohol and drugs. The Stoics also recognized the importance of sleep and rest for physical health. They believe that the body needs time to recover and rejuvenate, and that neglecting this need can lead to illness and fatigue. Therefore, they recommended getting a sufficient amount of sleep each night and taking breaks throughout the day to rest and recharge. When it comes to mental health, the Stoics believe that the key to a healthy mind is the cultivation of virtue and wisdom. They recognized that the mind is susceptible to negative emotions such as anger, anxiety, and despair, and that these emotions can have a harmful effect on both the mind and the body. Therefore, they recommended practicing practices such as mindfulness, meditation, and cognitive behavioral therapy to manage and overcome these negative emotions. The Stoics also recognize the importance of social connections for mental health. They believe that human beings are social creatures by nature, and that we need meaningful and supportive relationships with others to thrive. Therefore, they recommended investing time and energy in building and maintaining strong relationships with family, friends, and community. Investing in your health is not a one-time event, but a lifelong journey. It requires commitment, discipline, and self-compassion. The Stoics recognize that setbacks and challenges are inevitable, and that it is important to approach them with a growth mindset and a willingness to learn and adapt. Lesson 4. Explore your passions. One of the most fulfilling and rewarding aspects of life is the pursuit of our passions and interests. The Stoics believe that we should strive to live in accordance with our own nature and inclinations, and that this is the key to a meaningful and joyful life. Exploring our passions involves trying out new activities and hobbies, and experimenting with different fields and disciplines. It is important to approach this process with an open and curious mind, and to be willing to step out of our comfort zone and take risks. We may not always know what our passions are right away, but by exploring and experimenting, we can gain a better understanding of what truly resonates with us. Pursuing our passions, on the other hand, involves setting clear and specific goals for ourselves and working towards them with dedication and persistence. It is important to be realistic and honest with ourselves about our abilities and limitations, and to seek out mentors and role models who can guide and inspire us. We should also be willing to face setbacks and failures, and to learn from them and use them as opportunities for growth and improvement. The benefits of exploring and pursuing our passions are numerous and far-reaching. First and foremost, we experience a sense of joy and fulfillment that comes from engaging in activities that we love and that align with our values and priorities. We also develop a sense of purpose and direction, and become more authentic and true to ourselves. Pursuing our passions can also have a positive impact on our mental and physical health. Studies have shown that engaging in activities that we enjoy can reduce stress and anxiety, improve mood and self-esteem, and even boost our immune system. We may also develop new skills and knowledge that can benefit us in other areas of our life, such as our career or relationships. It is important to note, however, that pursuing our passions should not become an obsession or a source of suffering and dissatisfaction. The Stoics warned against becoming too attached or dependent on external sources of pleasure and fulfillment, and advocated for a balanced and mindful approach to life. We should strive to pursue our passions in a way that is healthy, sustainable, and aligned with our overall well-being and happiness. Lesson 5. Become more self-aware. To become more self-aware, we must first understand the concept of self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to observe and understand our own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It is the capacity to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, and to be aware of how we are perceived by others. The Stoics believed that self-awareness was essential for a happy and fulfilling life. They argued that we cannot control the events and circumstances that happen to us, but we can control how we respond to them. And to respond effectively, we must first be aware of our own thoughts and emotions. One way to cultivate self-awareness is through the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the act of being fully present and engaged in the current moment, without judgment or distraction. By focusing our attention on our breath, our body, or our surroundings, we can train our mind to become more aware of our thoughts and emotions as they arise. Another way to become more self-aware is through self-reflection. This involves taking time to intentionally think about our values, goals, and beliefs, and to examine how our actions and behaviors align with them. We can also reflect on our past experiences and consider what lessons we have learned and how we can apply them to our current situation. In addition to mindfulness and self-reflection, the Stoics also recommended the practice of journaling. Writing down our thoughts and feelings can be a powerful way to gain insight and clarity into our own mind. It can also help us to identify patterns and triggers in our behavior and to develop strategies for managing them. As we become more self-aware, we may also begin to notice areas of our life where we are lacking in self-awareness. For example, we may realize that we often react impulsively to situations without fully considering the consequences. Or we may notice that we have a tendency to avoid difficult emotions, such as sadness or anger, and instead distract ourselves with things like social media or television. To address these areas of weakness, the Stoics recommended the practice of self-discipline. This involves setting clear boundaries and limits for ourselves, and then consistently and deliberately working to maintain them. For example, we may decide to limit our use of social media to a certain number of minutes per day, or we may commit to practicing mindfulness meditation for a set amount of time each morning. As we cultivate self-awareness and self-discipline, we may also begin to notice a shift in our relationships with others. We may become more empathetic and understanding, as we recognize that other people are also struggling with their own thoughts and emotions. We may also become more assertive and confident as we develop a clearer sense of our own values and boundaries. Lesson 6. Pursue your career goals. The pursuit of career goals is an essential aspect of our lives. It not only provides us with financial stability, but also gives us a sense of purpose and fulfillment. However, the journey to achieving our career aspirations can be challenging and filled with obstacles. This is where Stoicism can be of great help. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control and let go of what we cannot. In the context of career goals, this means that we should concentrate our efforts on the tasks and activities that are within our power, such as improving our skills, networking, and seeking out new opportunities. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of perseverance and resilience. The path to success is rarely smooth, and we are bound to encounter setbacks and failures along the way. However, Stoicism encourages us to view these challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. By embracing a mindset of resilience, we can bounce back from adversity and continue to move forward towards our goals. Another Stoic principle that can be helpful in pursuing career goals is the idea of living in accordance with nature. This means that we should strive to align our actions and decisions with our inherent strengths and talents. By doing so, we are more likely to find fulfillment and success in our chosen profession. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate a sense of detachment from external outcomes. While it is important to set goals and work towards them, we should not become overly attached to the idea of success or failure. Instead, we should focus on the process and the effort we put in, regardless of the result. This mindset can help us to stay motivated and avoid burnout, even in the face of setbacks. Stoicism encourages us to prioritize our values and principles above external rewards or recognition. In the pursuit of career goals, it can be easy to get caught up in the desire for status, wealth, or power. However, Stoicism reminds us that true fulfillment and happiness come from living a life that is aligned with our core values and beliefs. Lesson 7. Practice self-care. Self-care is the practice of intentionally taking care of our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It involves recognizing that we are responsible for our own health and happiness, and that we must prioritize our own needs and desires in order to live a fulfilling life. One of the key principles of Stoicism is the idea of self-discipline. The Stoics believe that we should strive to live in accordance with reason and virtue, and that we should cultivate self-control and resilience in the face of adversity. However, they also recognized that we must take care of ourselves in order to be able to live a virtuous life. The Stoics believe that self-care was a necessary part of the pursuit of wisdom and virtue. Seneca, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, wrote that we should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired? By regularly reflecting on our progress and taking care of ourselves, we can become more self-aware and resilient, and better able to pursue our goals and live a virtuous life. So, what are some practical ways that we can practice self-care? Getting enough sleep is essential for our physical and mental well-being. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night, and establish a regular sleep routine to help you wind down and get a good night's rest. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise is one of the most effective ways to improve our physical and mental health. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per day, and find activities that you enjoy and that make you feel good. Eat a healthy diet. A nutritious diet is essential for our physical and mental well-being. Aim to eat a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, and limit your intake of processed and sugary foods. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of intentionally focusing our attention on the present moment, and it can be a powerful tool for reducing stress and improving our mental health. Try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine, such as meditation, deep breathing, or yoga. Set boundaries. It's important to recognize that we have limited time and energy, and that we must prioritize our own needs and desires in order to live a fulfilling life. Set boundaries with work, family, and friends, and learn to say no when you need to. By incorporating these self-care practices into our daily routine, we can become more resilient, self-aware, and better able to pursue our goals and live a virtuous life. Remember, self-care is not selfish or indulgent, but rather a necessary part of the pursuit of wisdom and virtue. Overall, the teachings of Stoicism offer us a powerful and transformative path to stop chasing love and instead focus on cultivating a life of fulfillment and contentment. By focusing on personal growth, strengthening our relationships, investing in our health, exploring our passions, becoming more self-aware, pursuing our career goals, and practicing self-care, we can become more authentic, resilient, and happy individuals, and contribute to the well-being and happiness of others. May you all have a blessed and fulfilling journey.